folks, it's me, Wayne Hoover, slashing prices because we're going bananas down here for Hawaiian Week. Come on down to Exit 11 Motor Village. I'm going to slash some prices just for you.
Hey, ask anybody. You can trust Wayne Hoover.
I think we're onto something.
The deadly germ anthrax for use as a weapon.
Is there something you wanted to say?
I'm sorry.
Sorry?
Sorry I made us order the pepperoni and anchovies.
Your breakfast, Mrs. Hoover.
When your stomach is under attack, fight back with maximum strength dry Pepsi. Now available in new orange flavor. Soothing. Fast relief natural. So, now how do you feel?
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise, I'm lost in a wonderland, a stranger in paradise. If I stand starry eyed, that's a day.
Breakfast of champions, Mr. Hoover.
Great news, people. Today's not the day. Hello, Lottie.
Hello, sir.
White shoulders. You know I love it.
Dwayne. Poison bubbles almost won. Poison bubbles on bubbles. Poison bubbles almost won. Talk to me. Please.
Well, Hawaiian Week down at the showroom.
Ah! I saw your ad on TV. Yes. Please say something.
But what should I say?
Anything you feel like saying. You're Dwayne Hoover. People know who you are, don't they?
That's right, Lottie. They do know who I am.
Please.
Oh, hi, folks. Dwayne Hoover here. Dwayne Hoover, Exit 11 Motor Village. You're searching for someone seems to buy you a whale of a deal on a new car or truck.
Are you sorry?
Yourself in a good deal. You can trust Wayne Hoover.
Sure. Sure, I'm sorry. I'm sorry as heck.
Then say something.
Well, what should I say, Celia? I mean, I'm just looking for a sign. Anything, really, Celia. I mean, all day long and not much, you know? I mean, boy, there are days when I just think, is it me or what?
What?
Yeah.
I know what you can say, Dwayne.
What?
You can say, goodbye, Blue Monday.
No, no. No, no, Nippy. No, no. No! No, Nippy! I swear I'm armed! Shoot! Hey! Nippy! There!
Get him! Mr. Hot Dog, get themselves killed.
Oh, my God. wedding day. In oh so many ways, oh wedding day, if I saw you on your wedding day.
Dear Mr. Kilgore Trout, my name is Elliot Rosewater, and this is a fan letter. Plague on Wheels is the greatest
novel. Plague on Wheels is the greatest novel in the English language. I promise to make you famous. You should be president of the United States. What the hell? I mean, look at the handwriting. It must be from a kid of 14. Promise to make you famous. My first fan letter ever, and I'll show you what I'm going to do with it. I'll watch this.
Novels, 2,000 short stories. Never heard back from one publisher, not one. Said that wide open Beaver outfit, and they didn't pay me doodly squat. And then I got a fan letter. I'll burn you out of my body bag. I'll be glad when it's over. Can't wait till my head's as empty as the day I was born onto this damaged planet all those years ago. Empty as a child's. Very young child's. That's why I wrote the stories, Bill. A bit of all the junk that's built up over the years.
By the house because he knows. I'm telling you, Grace, he knows.
He doesn't know a damn thing, Harry. Now, will you please get over here and sit down?
I'm telling you, Grace, Dwayne Hoover knows everything.
Henry, that is such bullshit. Oh, Dwayne Hoover doesn't know his son is a freak. He doesn't know his wife is suicidal. He doesn't know. Besides, who cares if Dwayne Hoover knows?
Oh. Well, I care because I'm his sales manager. And I'm telling you that Dwayne Hoover is sane and doing things he never used to. Listen to me.
I got something.
I've known Dwayne Hoover for over 21 years. I know him the way a combat soldier knows his buddy. Jesus, he knows me.
Harry, first of all, listen to me. You were never in the army. Second of all, we're the only people in this whole town who have any kind of sex life. You should be proud.
Oh. Grace. I try. But I can't. Oh, Jesus. I'm the freak, not Dwayne Hoover. Me. I mean, look. I got a sex problem.
I'll tell you who has a sex problem, Harry. How many orgasms do you think Dwayne Hoover has a month, huh? Lift your skirt up.
I don't care how many times Dwayne Hoover comes.
I have 87 and you have 36. People like Dwayne Hoover have 1.5. 1.5, Harry. Now that is sick. Let's move to Hawaii. Get a condo in Maui like we've always
been. Oh, Grace, you know we can't. I mean, think of my job. Think of how long it's taken me to become what I am.
Maui.
Maui. Maui.
Yeah. car, asshole. I'm going to teach you a lesson.
What? You're Mr. Dwayne Hoover. I bought my new car down at X-11 Motor Village.
Where am I?
All Sugar Creek Estate.
What is happening here?
Now, don't worry, Mr. Hoover. Somebody just dumping sludge in the creek, but the guys are getting it cleaned up. You can go on through if you want to, but keep it kind of slow for me, will you? Please?
Hey, you can't go there! I got your license!
That was Mr. Hoover from X-11.
Oh, I should have got his autograph. Doggone it. My wife's never going to believe that I did this.
What's that?
Another special delivery. 2 in 1 week. You ain't dead yet, old man. Here you go.
Dear Mr. Trout, my name is Fred T. Barry, chairman of the Arts Festival, celebrating the opening of the Mildred T. Barry Memorial Center for the Arts in Midland City. It would be our most profound honor for you to be one of our creative and distinguished out-of-town participants. This check for $1,000 is for travel expenses and an honorarium.
Well, there's some interest in Kilgore Trout, Bill. Huh? Some mistake's been made, no question. Now, maybe they've invited me because they've not got a tuxedo. Ever show you my tuxedo, Bill? Huh? Yeah. They only want Kilgore Trout, they want him in a tuxedo. High school dance. Believe it or not, once even I was young. Bill, me. Hey, yeah, it's quite a good fit, huh? Hey, Bill, what is that? Da 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 cha 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 da 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 cha 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 da 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 cha cha. Too old for that. Why go all the way out of Midland City just to make a laughing stock of myself? I'm my only fan. Anyway, if I went up there, I'd want to read out loud my own stuff. It means I'd have to go to those wide open Beaver bookshops and dig out some of my published work. They don't want nothing but smilers out there. And happy failures need not apply. Happy failures is exactly what they should see. And so those provincials, nobody's ever seen before at an arts festival. Someone who's devoted his entire life searching for truth and beauty and didn't find doodly squat. A creator who's failed and failed and failed. You think there's anybody in Midland City who'd listen to a cockroach like that, Bill? Anyway, it's all. Huh? Maybe it's my mission, Bill. Think it could be my mission?
And I tell you, something's come over him. I've never seen this Dwayne before.
Oh, Harry, Dwayne may be the most charming man in Midland City, but he's also very shy.
Well, I don't find him so charming anymore. He was walking away from me just now.
Oh, Harry, Dwayne Hoover has fewer bad days than anybody else I know.
But why me?
Oh, Harry.
Why me?
Dwayne? Honey?
Not Francine.
Mr. Hoover?
Just leave me alone, please.
Can we have breakfast, please, after all? It's your birthday.
You're old.
Nobody can see what we're doing. Nobody can hear us.
Hey! Nancy.
What?
Why are you pouring cream on my bananas?
Oh, it's not cream. It's like cream. It's like cream, only better.
Only like sugar on my bananas. Nancy, you know that.
I don't like when you're sharp, Dwayne Hoover, and you've been sharp quite a lot lately. It's beginning to make me think that the thing Patty LeSabre says about you are true.
What things? What's Harry saying?
Oh, that you've changed, that you're not the man you used to be.
I swear, Francine, this is why I go home and talk to my dog for hours and hours. And my dog hates my guts.
Dwayne Hoover, am I losing you?
The only thing anyone's losing around here is their mind, Francine.
If you don't like me anymore, Dwayne Hoover, just say so. I can take the truth.
Damn it, Rosemary. Take them damn pills.
Me into plutonium. Plutonium.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Hoover. You're looking especially well this morning. Excuse me. Everything we are right about is right.
You don't mind.
We gotta get out of here right now.
Get your hands off me, murderer!
I want Dwayne Hoover to take me
Vernon,
home.
Vernon, this is a demerit on your performance record.
I know things that can make your head spin.
My head spins all the time. I'm trying to make it stop.
We gotta get out of here right now.
Oh, I can't stand that woman. She's such a phony. That was a real violation of protocol. Dwayne? Hey, I didn't know Vernon had an SE coupe just like mine.
Mary, I don't care. I love
Francine.
It. Except he's got a rear deck spoiler.
Francine, please.
They look awfully masculine. What do you think, Dwayne?
Francine, please be quiet.
Dwayne, are you changing again? Harry was right.
Oh, shut up! I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Francine. I didn't mean it. Sit down, please.
No. Mr. Hoover, I am crossing the street and going directly to work. I will behave in a professional manner, no matter how much you've changed.
$1,000. That's a lot of paper. A lot of paper, $1,000. Who in their right mind would give me $1,000? Why me? And they think I can write? I can write? I'll show them.
Howdy, partner! Dwayne Hoover here! And the stampede is on the Dwayne Hoover, Exit 11, Motor Village, Hawaiian Wing. And that means great savings on new and used cars and trucks. So don't get left out in the dust. Come on down and check out our big deal for big horsepower!
All right, Wayne Hoover smiling. Wayne Hoover getting out today.
That there is Dwayne Hoover on television. My name in here sounds so much alike. And I trust him.
Can't trust nobody, Wayne Hoover. Just me.
Oh, no, I trust Dwayne Hoover. And I'm going to work for him at Exit 11 Motor Village in Midland City. I'm going to live happily ever after in Fairyland.
Going to say Fairyland, Wayne Hoover?
No, no, honest. Swear.
All you know is from watching TV.
We got you covered.
You can't even count money.
Let me tell you something. Creator Universe is watching over me. I'm going to work for Dwayne Hoover because it's my calling.
Warden's ready for you, Hoobler. It's your lucky day. Not yours, Eli.
Where in hell did I get these crazy picture ideas? There's absolutely nothing about a college professor or sorority girls in the body of this novel. Excuse me. No women, for crying out loud. That's why I didn't get paid for it. All I got was Doodly Squat. Doodly Squat.
Watch it, perverted bastard.
My God, The Dancing Fool. I never realized this had been published. This must be more than 30 years old. It's for an arts festival. What is the purpose of life? To be the eyes and ears and conscience of the creator of the universe, you fool!
Let's go over their descriptions again. Try age, color of skin, etc.
For all I know, they may not have been Earthlings. For all I know, they may have been an intelligent gas from Pluto.
You got some blood on your nose.
A small leak can sink a great ship, Benjamin Franklin. That gas moved fast like a fart on linoleum. U-boats round.
Don't be a caveman. Escape to the future. Come on down to Dwayne Hoover's Exit 11 Motor Village, and I'll make you a man this deal. That's right, folks. It's Hawaiian week, and you can trust your old pal, that's me, Dwayne Hoover, to make you a great deal on a luxury sedan just like this one.
Good stuff, Hoover.
Come on down to Exit 11 Motor Village. I'm going to slice the price just for you. Hey, during Hawaiian week, I'm going to offer you a whole new deal in that snow monster business. And that means great savings on new and used cars and trucks.
And I'm talking luxury with attitude, folks. Yes, sir, Bob. Luxury with style. Luxury with bird shit on the hood.
Pendle a saber.
Bird shit on the hood.
Harry, you're on.
Hi. I'm Harry LeSabre, sales manager for X11 Motor Village. And as Dwayne Hoover just told you folks, it's Hawaiian week here.
Tell them about the bird shit on the hood, why don't you?
And we're loaded with new cars and trucks. Hawaiian Week celebrates our inventory reduction sale. So come on down and drive out with a new automobile plus a cash rebate of $1,149 and become eligible for a free trip to Hawaii.
So,
remember, it's not too late to enter. It is. Remember, let us prove to you that what's good for Dwayne Hoover is good for you.
I'd see you in my office right away, Harry.
God, Harry, what the hell were you thinking?
You think we got anything? Not much.
Harry,
you spoiled the whole thing.
Mr. Hoover! Hey,
I'm sorry about yesterday morning in the restaurant. My wife, you know, she sees things that aren't really there.
I understand.
And maybe I'm going crazy. I don't know. I'll go home for hours and talk with my gosh darn dog.
I understand.
Mr. Hoover, how you doing this?
Sir,
good morning. It's a pleasure to finally meet you. I've been watching you half my life.
Good morning. Hey, this? The July 4th firecracker sale.
Yeah, had it in my wallet since I was 9.
Good morning.
Sir, the good Lord meant for us to work so close because our names are so close. You see, mine is Wayne Hoobler. Isn't that beautiful? I'm going to have more car dealership one day, just like you. Never told anyone that, though. Saved it just for you, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Great morning. Beautiful day, sir.
Thank you, young man.
Patrick Owens. You know, you look great. I'll tell
you what. Young man. Young man. Young man. Stop shaking my...
Maryland! Harry! Harry! Come over here. I didn't speak to you right this second.
I didn't really say that.
Wayne. What can I say? I always knew you'd find out someday, but you know, we've been friends far too long for such a thing to ever interfere
Harry.
In our relationship.
Harry! Harry! Do you see this? Harry! Do you see this young man over here?
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Yeah?
Take good care of him.
Okay.
Give him whatever he wants.
I don't want him to think I can hide it from him.
Your Grace, sir.
Harry,
it's just a... Harry! We'll discuss it in my office, okay?
Harry,
hello.
Put her there.
Wayne Hoobler.
Hoobler.
Hoobler. Yeah, it's a pleasure. That's your office back there?
Yes.
Let's go take a look.
For some reason, this looks like it's turning out to be another one of those tough days, Francine. So let's just keep everything nice and simple.
Excuse me, Mr. Hoover.
Ever since breakfast yesterday, I've been thinking very hard on the subject, and I've decided that I feel I should quit. I think it'll be easier on both of us.
You don't have to be crazy to work here, but it sure helps.
Well, that's just to keep people from being serious all the time. Mr. Sour Puss. I'm sorry, Dwayne. I know you're just tense. You're under a lot of pressure. You remember how you were last year during the George Washington Day giveaway sale? I swear, some people will swallow almost anything. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't referring to your wife when I said that. Dwayne, I have a little something for you. Just a gift to take with you. And, I forgive you for yesterday. Snugs.
I've been watching Dwayne Hoover ever since I was 9 years old.
9 years old, huh? Do you ever say anything about me, about my habits?
He said you give me what I need.
He gave you what you need, huh? Well, I wonder what the hell he meant by that, huh? Please put that down. That's much, much better. It's a little medicine. Now, why don't you fill out this entry form here, and let's see what we can do for you. What would you like?
Sports sedan for color,
metallic gray purple. Now, that should make your mouth water. That should make life in the passing lane a little more comfortable, huh?
Hawaii.
Hawaii. It's Hawaiian week. You're eligible for a free trip to Hawaii.
I don't want to go there.
Just come on and sit down.
I want to stay here.
Well, that's all right. You don't have to go. That's all right. Do you have a trade-in?
Trade?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I'm a homemaker. Honest.
Oh. A homemaker, huh? maybe a sports sedan isn't quite right for you. How about a Crown Victoria? One owner, low miles. Little old lady owner drove it to a retirement home.
You have that for me?
Yes, you just sign right here and I'll get you the keys.
Fairyland.
What?
What?
What'd you just say?
I didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing.
Yes, you did.
It must have been
something. No, God. I distinctly heard you say. Why'd you say that?
No, please. Please help me. I need to know why you said that. Now, look at it. Is that the image? Is that the image? Does it show?
For God's sake, man, tell me. Does it show?
Please don't tell Dwayne Hoover. Look, I'm not lost. I swear. I promise. It's just all the colors.
Colors? What colors?
For Christ's sake, you have colors on.
This is a black suit. This is a conservative black suit. Much, much better. Now sit down, Mr. Hoover.
Blur. Hoobler.
Oh.
You see, the good Lord gave us names so close so that both of us would know exactly what to do.
Hoobler. Mr. Hoobler. Now listen to me. Now there are ways to hide these papers permanently. But you must never, ever tell anyone about our little talk today.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Can you do me a favor? Tell Dwayne Hoover I'll be here bright and early in the morning.
No, you can't come back.
Bright and early. It's my call.
You can't come back.
Hello?
Dwayne knows. Everybody knows.
He wants to see me in his office. What'll I do? I'm nervous wreck.
Just take a relax.
Oh, Jesus, I've already taken four time capsules, Grace.
Now he beckons.
No, please, Grace, please. This is very, very important. Listen to me.
Harry, what is important is what is, and you are the result of 2 million biological years. Don't blow it. I love you.
Don't blow it.
Dear Mr. Hoover, Sugar Creek Estates, of which you are the primary stockholder and chief developer, will be the subject of a public forum to discuss the toxic soil findings beneath the development site.
City, come on. Oh, how can you stand that smell out there?
Whoa, shut the door.
It's all poison now. Think of the shit most of these factories make. Raspberry air freshener, gourmet cat food, plastic donuts.
I used to be a conservationist. Used to weep and wail when I heard about people shooting bald eagles from helicopters and all that. But I gave it up. I laugh about it now. I say, up your ass! Man needs his gas!
You gotta be kidding me.
You ever read a story called Gil Gungo? About a planet that becomes too unpleasant because there's too much creation going on.
Gil what?
Gil Gungo. Extinct.
I gotta take a leak.
I understand that to mean you're going to steal a mirror.
Steal a mirror?
Leaks. The holes between two universes. Don't get too near to that leak. You don't want to wind up in the other universe, do you?
Maybe you should take some more time to relax, Gramps.
Time's a joker. The only solution to any problem is time. How lucky can you get?
All right, that's $23.50 for the diesel.
Yeah, don't forget to clean the side leak there.
The what?
The leak. The mirror.
Oh, well, that's funny. What are you looking at?
Can be expected, Harry. How about you? You having any problems?
No, I don't know how to say it, but I guess it started with the Tugboat Annie movie. Yeah. Maybe it was pennies on a clothesline, or you know, my mother's bra in the laundry, or, you know, sisters. slip the silver.
Harry, Vernon Gar's wife, Rosemary, thinks Vern is trying to turn her brain into plutonium.
What do you think of that?
God. It's just... We played around. Horsey. Dressy. Grace and I. It's fun. But it's a private thing. It's in our own house. We don't... You know... What's wrong? It's, we don't have any children, so, you know, why contribute to overpopulation?
Harry, sit down, please. Sit down.
Oh, please. God.
No. Jesus. Sit down. That's good. You did sit down. Why did you sit down, Harry?
Because you asked me to, Dwayne.
Right. Good. I asked you to sit down, and you did. You do that, don't you, Harry? People ask you to do things, and you do that. Why is that, Harry?
What are you saying, Dwayne?
What are you saying, Harry?
Well, what I'm saying is that I guess that I don't really understand my own statement, you know.
Is that why you're telling people that I've changed, Harry?
Oh, no. I just said you're behaving a little differently. I meant it as a compliment.
You meant it as a compliment?
Yes.
So you weren't happy with the way I was before?
No.
Are you sure this doesn't have anything to do with the fact that only you know that I was adopted, Harry?
I want the truth! Good God, Dwayne, no! Come on, we're army buddies. Army!
You weren't in the army, Harry, remember? You stayed home. I was in Signal Corps. You were not in the army. Harry? I've never let the fact... that you have the name of a Buick come between us. Have I, Harry?
No.
Because you can't help that.
No.
It's not your fault.
No.
You can't change that, can you, Harry? But this is Hawaiian week.
Yeah.
I suggest you go get with Vernon Gar. Have him get you some cotton waste. Soak it in blue Sunoco. And I want you to burn your entire wardrobe. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, look. In the old days when we first started selling new cars, we sold them to older people. Under those circumstances, it was perfectly all right to dress the way you dress. Hey, you could dress like a mortician. You could dress like my Aunt Clarice, for that matter. But, come on, Harry! You seem to be forgetting something. We are selling the most aggressively designed automobile on the road today for people that are looking for unsurpassed driving excitement. But look at you. You're dressed like an undertaker. Now, Harry, I have some good news. Modern science has given us a whole new wonderful array of colors with exciting names like red, blue, orange, yellow, pink. Am I making myself clear?
Why don't you come right out and say it, Dwayne?
Say what, Harry?
That I like to wear women's clothes.
Is that what you like, Harry?
Yeah. No. Not exactly.
Then why do you want me to say that you like to wear women's clothes, Harry?
God, I don't, Dwayne. I don't. I swear to God, I don't.
Then what do you say?
I'll change.
You'll change.
Yes.
You'll change.
Yes.
I have your word on that.
Absolutely.
It's Hawaiian week, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to be able to count on you.
Yes, you can.
So you change.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you worry about me changing.
No.
That's fair, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. That's more than fair.
That's not too much to ask.
No. Good God, no. And I want to be friends like before.
Friends?
Yeah.
Buddies?
Buddies.
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 You can go, Harry.
All right.
Right now.
Oh. Yes. Yes. Yes, Dwight. Buddies. He said I dressed like an undertaker. Oh, I thought he was going to bring up.
Just remember, Harry, Dwayne Hoover is the best employer in town.
Oh.
From the most beautiful place in the world comes the most exotic tanning product in the world. Hawaiian crappie. Natural oils, tropical fruits, flora, nuts, and protective sunscreens created by one man for one reason.
White. Useful laundry. Thank you for calling Dwayne Hoover's Exit 11 Motor Village, the number one dealership in the Four Corners area, where we are celebrating Hawaiian Week with free prizes and big discounts. This is Francine Pepco. How may I help you?
Francine.
Dwayne?
I want you to walk out of here with me this very moment and go to the Best Western Apollo Inn in Shepherdstown.
Mr. Hoover! You ought to have some crazy teenager who can run off with you whenever you want her to.
I don't want a crazy teenager, Francine. I want you.
Who's this knucklehead, Harry?
Dwayne Hoobler. He's a friend of Dwayne's. Take good care of him, will you?
He looks like a good guy.
Yeah. How you doing, buddy? You take for a spin?
Around the car. 4-door, 429.
Hey, Mr. Hoover! What say?
The vacuum modulator we got replaced there. This key engine thing. It's the 4-digit.
Oh, be right back, fellas. We're just going to the bank. Maybe stop for a snack.
I'll be here when you get back, Mr. Hoover. You can count on it.
Turn egg on this engine if you wanted to.
Extinct. Ugongo. The bull elephant makes his way inexorably to what he knows to be his own certain death. Slouching, as it were, to watch his own personal Bethlehem. Gilgongo!
Oh, I love the smell of raspberry air freshener. TV helps me relax.
Well, we sure do want you relax, Francine.
Now, why would a thin, good-looking man like that love a woman so heavy? Come on here.
Welcome to the Monty Rapid Show with Mr. Monty Rapid.
Thank you, my old friend Virgil, and welcome everyone to the Monty Rapid Show. Today it is my great privilege to have here in the studio as my guest, Mr. Fred T. Barry.
Oh, look! It's Fred T. Barry on the Monty Rapid Show.
Also one of the wealthiest. Mr. Barry has joined us.
I love you, Dwayne.
No, thank you. No,
I know, I promise. Never to say it, but it's a promise I can't help breaking all the time.
Please.
Oh, I know this subject is painful for you, Dwayne. Ever since your wife started acting crazy.
That's enough!
But,
what you should expect from your hour, Art Festival, Fred.
Art.
Marty, oh. They can expect art.
Oh, when I go to heaven, on Judgment Day, and they ask me what bad things I did down here, I'm going to have to tell them. Well,
art, Marty, can go a long way.
It was a promise I made
Rose,
to a man I loved, and I kept breaking it all the time.
Listen, throughout the whole summer.
I promised never to say.
The greatest living writer in the English language.
Twist me just a little bit.
Kilgore Trout. Kilgore Trout. Mr. Kilgore
Trout.
Kilgore Trout.
If I was a man, I'd be tenfold.
Kilgore Trout.
Oh.
Kilgore Trout. Kilgore Trout.
People, stick around. We'll be right back in a rapid moment, right after this important message.
Edwin, remember when we bundled up baby Joe and took him for his first ride in the station wagon? We were so happy.
You worked so hard, honey. Maybe that's why God created women. To help men relax from time to time. You feel better now, dear? Oh, darn. Well, I promised Gloria I'd be back in 1 hour.
At last, 6 feet of choice meats, real dairy cheese.
You know, this would be the perfect location for a fried chicken franchise right here next to the prison. Wayne, you're making a face like a rattlesnake.
See, next time you want to ask me for a gift, do me a favor and don't hit around until after we are done making love.
Okay?
I like to keep my lovemaking and my gift-giving separate.
Dwayne, I don't even know what it is you think I want.
I don't even know what it is you think I want, Dwayne.
Why are you doing this to me?
God bless America.
Every woman has her price, Francine. Yours just happens to be $200,000 for parking and lights.
It's not for me. It's for you. Everything I want is for you.
Everything is for you. Everything I want is for you, Dwayne.
Harry LeSabre was right. He said you changed, and my God, you've changed. Dwayne Hoover, you have changed.
Sorry I was so cross with you, Francine. I don't know what's wrong with me. You're the most loyal and unselfish person I've ever known in my whole life. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I'm so confused.
Oh, we all are.
I'm just looking for somebody to steer me in the right direction, just a sign. I just need somebody to talk to, that's all.
Well, here, baby. Sit here and tell Mommy everything.
Okay. Then tell me, please.
Tell you what, my sweetheart?
What life is about.
Oh, only God knows that, Dwayne. Only God.
Francie. Did I ever tell you about my trip to headquarters in Michigan?
When you won the Golden Sales Award?
Yes.
Mm-mm.
I was given a tour of the research facility. And do you know what impressed me the most?
What?
A place where they do everything to cars that you're not supposed to do to cars. I remember seeing a sign on the door of the building where they did all this torture. It said destructive testing. I remember looking at that sign and thinking, is this what I'm here for? See just how much a man can take without breaking? I lost my way, Fritzy. Take my hand and lead me out of the woods.
You're just tired, honey.
I'm way beyond tired.
We're here visiting with Fred Keeper.
Maybe we should take you to see a doctor.
I don't need to hear what a doctor has to say, Francine. I've heard what every person in Midland City's had to say twice.
Which one of us would you like, Dwayne? Which one of us would you like, Dwayne? Would you like, Dwayne?
Dwayne. Dwayne! What is it? Dwayne.
I need to hear truths I haven't heard before, Francine. I may need to speak to someone from another planet.
The function of the artist is to triumph over life.
Snookies.
It certainly is.
What about the writers and artists coming to Midland City?
What?
Maybe you should talk to one of them.
Mr. Kilgore Trout.
Kilgore Trout is...
Wow. Kilgore Trout.
Bunny, Bunny Hoover, Bunny the Crooner Hoover, Mr. Rhythm Mover.
Have a vodka cranberry, will you? I got a bladder infection.
Right. Weekdays to please at Best Western Apollo Inn and Lounge. And sometimes, so I don't have to scrounge at the competition.
Hi. Checking out so soon? You just got here.
Hey, everybody. Now, here's a must. In the lobby, it's Dwayne Hoover, the man you can trust. Hey, and there's the lovely Francine Petro, Daddy's secretary from the get-go.
Isn't that your son, George?
Yes, that's George.
Mm-hmm. Can do. Francine, I can do. Can do a little treasure.
Come on, Francine, let's go.
Hi, George.
We are in that pleasure.
I didn't know he was in show business or that he'd a show business name like Bunny.
Bunny Hoover can do. Yeah.
You're loaded with talent, kid. You know that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you ever wonder how they get each one to taste exactly the same? Of course you don't. You've got too many other things on your mind, bigger things. I just pray each Sunday that I'll be taken care of, but you ask questions.
What is going on here? Everything all right, Mother? Mom? Mom? Mother?
It's Dwayne Hoover.
Look, it's Frankie Perry.
Dwayne.
And we just saw him on television.
We've located World Classics Library.
What is World Classics Library?
Kilgore Trout's publisher.
This is Fred T. Barry.
Listen. On behalf of it's Fred T. Barry on the radio. And he's right next to us. Mildred T. Barry. Do you suppose that means something, Dwayne?
Mother, who is 94 this week. The keynote speaker noted novelist, Mr. Kilgore Trout.
Kilgore Trout.
Hey, everybody, get us killed.
Francine, take a memo.
Mr. Hoover.
Come around, jackass.
What are you mean?
I want to meet with Kilgore Trout this weekend when he comes to Midland City.
You better start driving sensibly ASAP, and I am not kidding.
Just take the gosh darn memo. Planet name is Kilgore Trout.
On the planet, everything's reversed. It's chaos. And the inhabitants live under the snow to keep warm. They evolve. They've evolved nails on what we would call their feet. They're quadrupeds, and they've got eight nails so they don't slip. And the sun, they don't go in the sun, because the sun reverses. It's cold sun. Cold sun. Chaos. It's chaos. Everything's kind of backwards. So Akaha.
Elliot, I've come to discuss the arts festival and the arrangements for the El Greco.
Did you find the writer? Kilgore Trout?
Yes, we did.
Wonderful. Is he coming here to Midland City?
Yes, Elliot, he is.
Wonderful.
Elliot, do you know where Kilgore Trout stories appear? They appear in porno smut magazines. Tell him, Howell.
Yes, sir. Whips and other trips, hard thing in Black Gardenville.
You mean, like this? What I know is that Kilgore Trout should win the Nobel Prize for Literature.
To enhance your life, Panasonic technology brings you the information. What you may not know is that we also bring you the long-lasting high-performance battery you need. The plus alkaline battery from Panasonic. This guy looks forward to only one thing. Coming back here.
12 people were overcome by toxic fumes this morning and were evacuated from their homes at Sugar Creek Estate.
Jillian.
Sure, we're having a good time, but...
Are you really there?
They're not happy, Dwayne.
That's right. Nobody's happy. We're just trying to sell you something.
But they're together. A real family.
We're gonna be okay.
They're not a real family. They're not real. They're not real people. Real people worry about being surprised. Celia, they worry about people jumping out at them, shouting their name at inappropriate times. They worry about being carted off to the bug house.
Now they're happy.
Celia, snap out of it. They're not real, okay? Real people don't stand around in the grass like that, all right? Not real. They're just lying to you. They're just hired to lie to you. That's their job on TV. You can't trust these people.
Going bananas down here for Hawaiian week.
Hey, ask anybody. You can trust Dwayne Hoover.
I trust you, Dwayne. If only you'd tell me which... Dwayne's trust.
What is that supposed to mean?
Celia? Is that another one of your little secret messages? Are you telling me that you're leaving me, Celia? Is that it? So if you're telling me that, just go ahead and tell me, because I can take it. I can take almost anything these days. I feel pretty much alone most of the time anyway, to tell you the truth.
What I'm trying to say is whether we're together or apart, the moments between us have always existed and will always.
Hamilton, this means the formula for stress relief.
Exist.
Make each day as good as the best day.
Hmm.
So you see what I'm saying about management, kid. You just need a little guidance. Jesus, that sounded like a gunshot.
Monty.
Wait a minute, kid. I'll come with you.
Pops, don't shoot. It's me.
Don't shoot me either. I'm interested in handling his act. This isn't the first time I've had a gun pointed at
me. Don't like that in here. This is a non-smoking household.
Fair enough. I'll be outside when you're ready, Bunny.
His name is George.
George.
Did you shoot Mommy?
You were elected cadet colonel at the Prairie Military Academy.
It was the highest rank you could achieve in your senior year. It was supposed to make a man out of you.
Why would I want that? All men do is so often cruel and ugly.
You look like your mother just then.
Oh, Dave.
Go to your room.
Yes, sir.
St. Midland City is Libertyville, Georgia. You ever see Libertyville?
Oh, I've not the pleasure.
Yeah, about 10 years ago, I got caught in a speed trap down there. I got a little mad and took a swing at the cop and they put me in jail. Main industry down there is pulping. Got trucks bringing in hundreds of tons of unwanted printed material to Libertyville every day.
Paper pulping?
Yeah, paper pulp. I got so many books down there to use it for toilet paper. I sat in jail for 2 days with nothing to do but read my toilet paper. I still remember one of the stories that I read. This story was about as crazy as anything you ever come across. It was the last story I ever read, as a matter of fact. It was about another planet where some government guy used a roulette wheel to decide which artwork to put in the museums and which to keep out. The roulette wheel is rigged, and then the guide is whatever he called it.
The bar in Gaffner.
Yeah, the bar. Yeah. Yeah. Hey! That's right.
The toilet paper you read in Libertyville Jail was The Bar in Gaffner of Baden the Alto, or this year's masterpiece by Kilgore Trout.
You actually read that thing?
Yeah, of course I read it.
Wait, what is his name? Trout. He must be half-cracked, don't you think?
Well, he was self-educated, if that's what you mean. He didn't finish high school, but he could quote Shakespeare, all the world's a sage. All the men and women are merely players.
Yeah. Didn't make any sense.
It was chaos.
You got that right.
How would you ever read that nutty story if you didn't have to? Well, it takes all kinds of people to make up a world.
At our fingertips.
Gotta get a TV set today. I swear maybe you might come over for dinner.
Yeah. Tell me something.
Yes?
Take a look over there. Over there. You see a young man? Huh? In a suit? 5'10" and a half?
Yeah.
Good. Go talk to him.
Okay.
He'll take good care of you.
But, Mr. Hoover, we want to buy a car from you.
Buddies.
Hey.
princess Petula had plenty. Papaya, oh me, oh Maya. You ought to really try a piece of Papula's papaya. Hawaii! Aloha! Oh, buddies.
Oh, do I?
I have colors. I have pink and the leotards are green. He said to. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Ow!
You to slip away with me again today.
Oh, you may ask, but I wouldn't go in a million years. Dwayne Hoover's X-11 Motor Village, may I help you, please? Just one moment, please. It's for you, Mr. Hoover. Oh, I guess you're not accepting calls today. Unless I take a GD memo, I forget every little thing. The form! What are you doing?
Hello?
My name is Horace Dernwurst. I am with the EPA. I'd like to ask you some questions regarding the soil toxicity at Sugar Creek Estates.
If that man calls back, you tell him I've moved away. Tell him I've moved to Manitoba, to Canada.
Hello?
Crazy. He didn't say anything. He didn't do anything. He just stood there.
Fuck him, Harry.
The grass skirt fell off and, to him, obviously, I'm revolting.
Harry, how many times do I have to tell you not to be ashamed of what's underneath? Oh, God, let's just get to Hawaii as soon as we can.
Yes, you know, Grace, I think you're right.
I know I'm right.
You're so wise, Grace. You know, I'll get us two tickets to Hawaii. I'll fix the drawing. I'll get us two tickets to Hawaii.
Oh, that's the best idea you've had since you quit therapy.
Oh boy, look at that. Now, what's that all about? Those co-ed sex orgies they have in college, huh?
It's a science fiction novel written several years ago. The premise is that life's an experiment by the creator of the universe, and he wants to test a new creature they're thinking of introducing into the scheme of things. The creature has the ability to make up his own mind. All the other creatures are fully automated robots.
Robots? That does not describe me, Andy Wojciechowski. No, sir. I'm my own boss. Right down the highway, baby. Go on.
The book takes the form of a long letter from the creator of the universe to the experimental creature.
Yeah, that sounds nice. And so where do the naked sorority girls come in?
They
don't. Don't? That's just stupid. I mean, that's dumb. I mean, you know, who want to publish something like that? Who want to write something like that? I mean, hey, that's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? It's just, man.
Stupid.
You know those glasses that Dwayne wears?
He doesn't need them. He just wears them because he thinks she makes him look smart. He's bald, too. That's why he combs his hair over to the side like that to cover up the bald spot. When the wind blows, it stands straight up. He looks like Baby Huey. He's got a small penis, too. I suppose we all want to have large penises, though, don't we? Anyway, here, fill out this entry form and I'll take care of everything else.
I'm not going anywhere, man. Well, that's the point. You don't have to. Just fill this out for me and I'll take care of the rest. Drawings this afternoon.
Hey!
Mr. Hoover!
Oh, Jesus!
Tell him you saw me. I changed my clothes. Get him if you haven't seen me.
the winner is Wayne Hubler of Midland City. Well, Mr. Hubler, if you're watching, you have just won first prize, which is a round-trip ticket for two to beautiful Hawaii. And I am sure that Wayne Hubler, the generous and benevolent owner...
Benevolent? Christ, Harry, haven't I taught you anything?
...happens to give you a choice of islands, including Maui! How about that, Wayne Hubler, Midland City? Yes! And now, this wonderful voyage, this exploration into the secret hiding places, wonderful, beautiful sanctuaries of peace, the peace of it all, and the terrible, horrible, horrible war years where all the private clubs and down into the sordid underbelly. Down into the bottom where it's members only.
Jesus,
and the cruel name calling, the naming, the terrible hurt. But the hunger, the wonderful hunger for some sort of full play, full swing, plenty of rope, a little elbow room. No more mountains, no more mountains. Sorry. I've got the tickets right here. No? Tickets are, well, I have the tickets.
I have the tickets.
Right. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
Go for it, big boy. Just go for it.
Hand to Mr. Hubler. Mr. Hubler, you're on. You're live.
I love you like a brother, Dwayne Hubler. Like a brother.
We better get an ambulance.
I already know I look ridiculous. I made this long pilgrimage for an orgy of masochism. Midland City, I have arrived.
Are you going in there?
It's the only way to Midland City.
Well, then, these will help.
I don't need them. The Arts Festival awaits me. See me like a cockroach, Midland City. Feast your eyes on your miserable creator. You've given me a life not worth living, but a man will to live.
Oh,
Maui! 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 Maui!
I just have too many cars,
okay,
that's
okay,
all.
Okay, just forget it, sir.
I can't forget it because I should know my driver's license number.
Maria, she said if she was going, she came that way, and then she said that she would come this way.
Who am I?
Mr. Hoover, sir, how are you this evening? What a pleasure. Is there anything I can...
Who am I?
Please, someone just tell me who I am.
Sorry, Mr. Hoover. I did not realize that you were the owner. I mean, I knew that you were the owner, but I didn't realize you were the owner of this Ameritel Inn. Should have recognized. Well, enjoy your stay at the Ameritel Inn.
The abominable snowman has arrived. Kidnapped from the slopes of Mount Everest, taken a slave to a bordello in Rio de Janeiro. I've come to the arts festival in Midland City to have myself acknowledged before I die as the great artist I believe myself to be.
Mr. Trout, I would know you anywhere. Marlowe, his bags, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Take these to his suite. Can I take your hat?
How do you know who I am?
It had to be you.
Nobody's ever known who I was before.
Kilgore Trout. I am Elliot Rosewater. Your greatest admirer.
You're Rosewater? You don't look like a person who reads those.
I am gathered to this date only 41 of your novels and 63 of your short stories. And of course, I've read them all.
You've read that much of my stuff?
Of course. Please have a seat. We are proud to be the first community to acknowledge the greatness of Kilgore Trout. Midland City is ready for a renaissance, and you, sir, shall be our Leonardo. I regret that I must leave immediately on Rosewater Foundation business. But the honor, sir, has been entirely mine. Let's go. I need my shot.
That kid has books of mine.
Yes, and he let me read them all. I love them.
Mm-hmm. More flowers than at a gangster's funeral. Midland City seems to be getting behind the arts in a great big way.
Well, like Mr. Rosewater said, teach us to dance and sing and laugh and cry.
Do I look like a dancer or a singer or a man of joy? Would a man nourished by beauty look like this? Open your eyes.
My eyes are opened. And I see someone who has dared to walk through the fires of truth to the other side and come back to tell us about it. If there's anything you need, I mean anything, don't be afraid to call me.
Tingling.
so hot.
I'm going to get this stuff off.
Kilgore's out!
Tonight. Look for me downstairs in the cocktail lounge.
Kilgore drowned.
And just flop it right up to a blank white canvas. Then I would put Day-Glow bars around it and call it caged shit. That's what I would do. Oh, man.
Mr. Rosemar loves me. Hey, all Americans. Foreign.
Breakfast of champions.
So that the last time you brought me my martini?
I say it every time I serve a martini, Mr. Hoover.
Oh, that's probably why I got into these little small towns, so people keep saying the same stupid jokes over and over again.
I just like to cheer people up. That's all. Okay. No. Mr. Hoover, would you just do me a favor, please? I would love the honor of you signing my wrist. I want to show it to my father. He's sick in the hospital, and the bills are just piling up, and it would really impress him. It would. Thanks a lot. Nothing special, just your autograph. Be great. Yeah, they opened him up, and it just keeps getting worse. Don't know what we're going to do. There it is. There's that smile. Just love it. We just love you. We do. And when you said Berg on TV the other day, Kaka, my dad laughed for the first time in 2 years. Thanks. We just trust you so much. We do. Thanks. Oh, God. Thank you.
Kaka.
Share something with me, Toy. Goodbye, Blue Monday.
Sure.
No one's between us. I trust you, Toy. If only Zari and I were trying to try perhaps before.
They were taking Mr. LeSabre to the Midland General Hospital, North Wing. The psychiatric ward. Hold on, please. Dwayne Hoover's exit 11. I don't know where Mr. Hoover is.
I got $36.
So? And remember, you can trust Wayne Hoover.
All right, Bunny, I got this place rigged for lighting exactly like we talked about. So the table's set. All you got to do is go out there and eat the dinner.
Can do, Bill. Can do.
All right. You want to give me a hug? You go get him.
Give me a bucket, Fender. You know, I discovered this kid in rat hole down
the street. Good evening. Hey, great to see you here.
have a scotch, I have a beer. Tonight at the Art Festival, let's soak all the artists are
sweating.
Hey!
I'm May.
Yeah.
Okay.
Indeed,
a rare pleasure. Oh, my goodness. I just love artists.
Oh, they're so artistic.
Hey, feel the jive, join in the fun. Midland City, America's number one.
Kilgore Trump, play that intro you got worked at. I'll get the lights.
Now, you're not from around here, are you?
Yeah. Makes it a little bit more village.
I'm Wayne Hoover.
Wake up. Get out of bed. There's plenty of good art just ahead. Now salute the man we can't do without. Wonderful, lovable, beautiful Kilgore Trout. Yeah.
My name? Kilgore Trout? Kilgore Trout?
The message.
What, please?
What?
My message? Do you know what message I'm talking about? What? Is this it? Is this for me?
It's mine. What are you doing with it? It's mine. What are you doing?
Dear sir, poor sir, brave sir, you are an experiment, the creator of the universe. You are the only creature in the entire universe who has free will.
That's godlike with a little G.
Take my hand. I'm a stranger in paradise.
You are the only one who has to figure out what to do next. And why? That's exactly right. How did you know this? Everybody else is a robot, a machine. Some persons like you, while others seem to hate you. And you must wonder why. They are simply liking and hating machines. All of this has made you pooped and demoralized. You see, this is me. I am pooped and demoralized.
If this isn't nice, what is?
Into the rare, somewhere in space.
You are surrounded by machines whose only purpose is to stir you up in every conceivable way, so that the creator of the universe can watch your reactions.
There's more.
Yes. This is it.
The creator of the universe would now like to apologize not only for the capricious, jostling companionship he provided during the test, but also for the trashy, stinking condition of the place itself. The robots have been programmed for millions of years to abuse it, so it would be a poisonous, festering cheese by the time you got here. He also programmed the robots to crave sexual intercourse more than anything else, so it would be crowded when you got here.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
He had the robots kill each other by the millions for this purpose, only that you be amazed. They have committed every possible atrocity and every possible kindness just to get a reaction from you.
That's right. It's working, kid.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you so much, my friend. Oh, you helped me so much.
You're entirely welcome.
Thank
you.
Good.
Nice guy.
Won't you answer the fervent prayer?
Out of the way!
Of a stranger in the
That's what I'm looking for! Where are the bravery machines?
When you were a little boy machine, I loved the way your head was shaped like a cantaloupe. Now look at you!
Daddy, why are you doing this?
Because! You see? You don't feel a thing. They're unfeeling machines.
Is this because of my creation? Is this the sum total of what I stand for? Will you explain exactly what it is about my writing that made you want to hurt these people?
You said it yourself. I'm the only creature in the universe that has free will. Don't you remember?
Oh, my God. That's not the answer.
Wait, Hoover! Stop!
by myself?
The New York machine!
Going away.
Oh. You don't feel anything anyway. Who wants some of the car dealer, huh?
You're not supposed to know the answer for crying out loud. Why not? If you knew the answer, there'd be no more questions.
Dwayne? Come on! Escape! Come follow me! Youngman! Come on out! Youngman! Ha-ha! You are there!
Hey, Mr. Hoover!
Good!
Yes, stay there, pal.
You really are there!
Hey!
She's too good for me.
Hey,
what kind of machine are you? Hey, I'm Wayne Hoover. And Eli said we couldn't trust anybody, but in God we trust.
I've never been able to trust anybody.
Wayne?
What are you, trusting machine? Yes. Yes, I am.
Dwayne?
Yes, I am. I'm Wayne Hoover. And I'm home. Fabulous! Oh.
Where is that guy?
Mr. Hoover! Where have you been? Where are all the showroom cars? Headquarters called and they're very upset you missed that spot this afternoon.
Mr. Hoover, is everything all right?
Help me, machine! Oh, and here's the best fucking machine in all of Midland City.
Mr. Hoover, you are the most faithful man I've ever met.
Sure, just wind her up and she'll say she loves you. And she'll keep going until she gets her own fried chicken franchise.
Yes, I said I loved you, but that was when you stood for something. When you were a man of hope, truth, and success. But you've become a betrayer, Mr. Hoover. A fake!
Stand the police!
Now, call the police!
There's only one thing you can do, Victor.
Tell me what it is.
The only thing you can do is continue.
Continue, that's right. You're a continuum machine. Can't quit now, gotta keep going. That's why you were born.
Yesterday was my birthday.
Yeah, until you're dead, it's all life.
That's it! What did you just say?
What did you just say?
Until you're dead, it's all life, so make the most of it.
You're right. It's all life.
Oh, my goodness. Are you all right?
So, it's you. The creator of the universe. Well, it delights me that I no longer have to suffer your gift of life anymore.
The joke's on you, isn't it, big fella? Huh? What are you going to do when you run out of playthings?
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it.
Your kind never have to mean it.
Is there anything I can do for you? Anything I can do to help?
Give me a Nobel Prize or a reputable publisher.
Sorry, I can't really... I don't think I can help you with those things, but if there's anything else, please, feel free.
Free? Like Tulsa free to surf, Jefferson free to slice? Feel free! Feel free!
I will make the most of it.
Celia,
until you're dead.
Free! Free! Free!
Until you're dead, all life.
He loved you, but he's a nut job. Wait a minute, let's talk about this.
Wait, buddy, I love you.
Sorry, Celia.
You can do it.
So sorry.
Don't stop now. You can do it.
Understand. Okay. I'm not mad. I'm okay. All right, let's go. Let's move it. Love you.
I love you too.
I love you. Daddy.